Scott Beard, Associate Provost and Dean of Graduate Studies.
And there's an important and exciting concert coming up that Shepherd is raising money for the music department. Explain the background behind the concert.
This was an opportunity for community members, some folks who support Shepherd, to come together and raise funds for scholarships, because one of the greatest needs in the music department is really for scholarships so that we can attract the most talented students to our program. We have wonderful faculty, wonderful students, and the best students are often competing with other schools in terms and us in terms of scholarships. So some folks came together. I offered to perform in this program and then to bring in a couple of outstanding alumni from the music program, Jason Salunius and Jeff Martin. Jason is finishing his doctoral program at Catholic University, and Jeff is at the University of Minnesota in a vocal performance program. Jeff notably went from Shepherd to the Peabody Conservatory.
Talk about what people will hear when they come to the concert.
I think we're going to have some really fun music, and it ends up that the program's got a little bit of a Spanish flair to it. I'll be starting off with two short sonatas by sort of an unknown composer, Padre Antonio Soler. You can definitely hear the influence of Spanish music in the harmonies and kind of the guitar-like writing for the piano. And then Jason actually studies with Jose Ramos Santana at Catholic University, who is a specialist in Spanish piano music or Latin American piano music. And he'll be performing two works by Enrique Granados. And one is called The Maiden and the Nightingale. It's from Granados' epic work, Goyescas. And very beautiful, beautiful piece. You can imagine someone serenading a young lady from the balcony with this beautiful song. And then he's also playing a piece called Allegro de Concierto, and it's a very, very fun piece that was written as a required piece for a competition at the conservatory that Granados went to, and he was just a very young man. And it's just a beautiful piece, very virtuosic. You can hear, again, a lot of the Spanish folk influence in the writing, and it's just a great piece. And then Jeff will be doing an aria by Verdi. It's one of the great baritone arias about deception and betrayal in a marriage, so it's very, very dramatic. And then he'll also be singing some beautiful songs by Gerald Finzi, who's an English composer from earlier in the century. And then, of course, you can't have a piano concert without Chopin. So I will be playing all Chopin in the second half to close that out. So a little bit of the, I like to say, the poetic and the virtuosic and the dance mixed in there. There'll be a mazurka and a nocturne and then one of the great scherzos at the end.
Are you excited to be doing this concert? I know you do a few here, but this is different.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and I play throughout the area and do a fair amount of chamber music. But, you know, as I've moved from the music department into administration, this, to me, it was an opportunity to try and give back to the department. I know we have so many talented students who, you know, have a great need in terms of support, not only to come to Shepherd, but also to stay at Shepherd, because we know that getting an education is very, very expensive. And although we try to make it as affordable as possible, the scholarships really do not only help the students come and to stay here, but it also helps them along the way when they do have some professional opportunities, like to participate in competitions. They might need a better instrument at some point. They need to get the right music. They need to, you know, coach with someone in order to prepare for graduate school. So this kind of scholarship money can really help them in so many ways.